you some ass-kicking shiznit. From Null Soft Shoutcast.
Hello?
This is Betty.
Hello? Hello? This is Betty. Hello?
This is
Betty. Hello? Hello? This is Betty.
It's 420. Grab your bongs, bitches.
Hello? This is Betty.
Grab your bongs, bitches.
Hello? This is Betty. Betty.
Are you still waiting?
It's 420.
Are you still waiting?
Grab your bongs, bitches.
Or later. Hello? This is Betty.
And this is Betty.
Hello? This is Betty.
It's Betty again. Are you still waiting?
This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
the Joe and Anthony Show on
Jive.
I have stopped looking at what I was looking at because it was depressing me.
Yeah, don't look at depressing things. Especially not right before we start a show. I mean, that's not the best time to look at depressing things. Hey, everyone, this is Anthony live from Studio A in Tampa.
And hey, everybody, it's Joe live in Studio B in Chicagoland.
Hi, Betty here, your lovable artificial personality unit. This is episode 243 of the Joe and Anthony Show for Monday, April 11th, 2022. We are proud to be carried by Shyampa Radio. You can find the Joe and Anthony Show on iTunes, Spotify, Radio for All, and on Shyampa Radio. Visit www.shyampa.org, click the menu, click Programming, then clicky-clicky on the Joe and Anthony Show. Subscribe, add, like, favorite, do it now. We appreciate it. And now, Joe and Anthony get cracking with the TP segment. Take it away, guys. Betty, Betty, Betty out.
Well, thank you, Betty.
You got it, Joe.
Thanks, Betty.
You got it, Anthony. You got it, Anthony.
Hey, no
you
problem.
You got it, Anthony.
Oh, wow, wow. You don't. It's all good, Betty. It's all good. Just once is
Roger,
good enough for me.
You stink.
Oh, yeah, that's. Let's not get into that. That's going to cause a whole bunch of issues right now. Let's just move along into the TP segment here.
TP.
So, yeah, we had a beautiful weekend here in Florida. In fact, actually, by a lot of standards, it was a fairly chilly weekend in Florida.
Uh-oh.
No, I mean, it was good. I mean, the daytime temperatures were sitting in the upper 60s, lower 70s. And at night, it definitely did get down to the 50s. And I think Saturday night, it got down to the 40s. But it was quite enjoyable.
Wow.
Unfortunately, that's our last one. The weather people say this is our last cold snap we're going to have for a while. We're moving into hurricane season soon. And things are going to start. The tropics are going to become more active.
So my mom, I'm sorry I'm cutting into your time here, but my mom was talking to me today about hurricane season.
Was she now?
Yeah, she claims that all of her windows and her roof are hurricane proofed. So
okay, well, because she's down here in Florida now.
Yes.
Yeah,
she lives in the part of the villages called the Citrus Grove.
The Citrus Grove. So we have to pay special homage anytime we get a maybe your mom will make it into the Shyampa news. You know, I mean that would be some exciting shit there. We can actually do an interview, an actual over the air interview. I mean, come on, right? So
yeah.
So I'll be I'm also working from home for a couple months beginning next month. We're in the process of moving into a different facility, and the timelines kind of got a little crazy, so we're going to be moving. Well, no, it's okay. I mean, it's fine. So what's going to happen is all of our stuff's going to go in storage for 2 months while they finish, because what's happening is we have a location, but they haven't finished doing the work in it. They haven't finished renovating it yet. So we're waiting for that to finish before we can go ahead and move in. So I'll be home for a couple months, which is always nice. You know, you can never complain about that.
Right.
And tonight's strain, I can't really give you a strain on tonight. I have. Well, it's because I got a layer cake and a pow guy from my last visit to Trulieve, who like totally screwed up my order. Well, pow guy is a sativa.
And
layer cake is an indica. So what I've been doing is I've been combining the two of them. I've been grinding them up together, and I've created my own hybrid. And actually, I kind of like it. It's actually kind of nice. I may do this more often. I may kind of mess around with this a little bit more in the future.
It's probably firing portions of your brain that haven't been activated, or it's like, oh wow, this is new. So we can be super crazy now.
No, exactly. It's been quite... So if I can kind of mess around with other different indicas and sativas, I can do my own hybrid strain and have some fun and excitement with that. But enough of me. What about you, Joe? What about you?
Well, really quick, what are some of the different effects that you're feeling with this hybrid? Or is it kind of feeling like the old style high that you used to get?
More like the old style high I used to get. Kind of more on the whole, not necessarily a silliness high, but it's definitely more uplifting for me. It's definitely an energy booster for me. And there are some strains out there that are generally an energy booster for me. Indicas usually don't do it. Indicas put me to sleep. That's why I only do them when I go to bed. It's been interesting. It's been a fun journey, and I think we'll talk about more on this as time goes on, because I think I'm gonna kind of mess around with a couple different strains and see where they lead me. So
that sounds good.
Yeah, why not? Right? You know, hey, give it a try. Let's give this wheel a spin. Right?
Well, that'll be later.
I know. Yeah, that's true.
So, well, for us, weather is starting to sort of level out in terms of temperatures. You know, for a while it was okay to be warm, say, in the middle of the week, and then kind of chilly to start, chilly to end. A lot of rain. I think we're going to see a little bit of rain coming up next week, but not a whole lot. And then I've been watching a lot of Star Trek Picard lately, and I got to tell you, out of all the new Star Treks that are out, that's the one that really can call to me and I can feel comfortable with.
And see, the one that we've been watching has been the one, Discovery, is it?
You like Discovery.
We've been getting into Discovery right now. We're only a few episodes in, but it took us in so far. We'll see what happens.
I guess, maybe I should give it some more time or a chance, but I watched the very, very first episode.
No, the first episode was rough. It was rough. And the second episode, it takes a few episodes to level off, but it's kind of in a spot now it's now starting to get interesting. So
what I didn't like about the first episode, and this could just... I'll be quick about it, is it just seemed the characters were very passive-aggressive in portraying who they were.
That does level off a little bit. Yeah, that does level off a little bit as you move past that. But
it just seemed fake and forced.
Yeah,
and
some of it
didn't feel comfortable.
Give it a couple more episodes, see what you think about it. And if you don't like it, you don't like it, but, you know, worth a shot, you know?
Good to know, and I'll give that a try. But Picard has been capturing my interest, so that I'm happy with that.
Good,
you know, it's like a nice thing on a Thursday night when I come home and I have to blah.
I'll get to that one eventually.
Tonight's strain is gelato and member berry.
See, you're we're also doing that. Yeah, look at that. That's awesome.
I don't know if it's a trend, like if it's something that a lot of people are doing or have always been doing. I'm sure people are kind of mixing and matching, so we're not.
Well, that's where hybrids have come from. I mean, the hybrids are actually two different strains, an indica and a sativa, that have been blended together. I mean, that's kind of where the whole hybrid comes from.
Yay!
So yeah,
your mother says he's feeling zootastic.
Zootastic,
and it has Whoopi Goldberg in it. All right,
goodness, Whoopi Goldberg.
And last but not least, folks, tonight's wine is Edmund's St. John Bon Jolly Gamay Noir. It's a medium to light-bodied wine.
Uh-huh.
Fruity.
Like the consumer.
Yes. And let me see if it has an ABV on it. 12.9%.
Nice, nice. Almost 13%. That will give you a little saga to you.
It's very tasty, too.
Tasty.
So, Anthony, do we have any voicemails?
No, we do not have any voicemails this evening.
All right. Well, our chat room is open at shyampa.org. And, by the way, our phone lines are ready for you right now by dialing 813-327-8566 on your celly or rotary dial. But now, we've got Anthony's weed corner.
All right. Time for some weed news. All right, our first story of the night comes from the Courier Journal by Bruce Schreiner. If a bill legalizing marijuana doesn't reach his desk, Governor Andy Beshear says he's ready to consider taking action himself to give some alien Kentuckians access to medical cannabis. The Democratic governor, yeah, alien Kentuckians, because you know Kentucky doesn't have medical or any kind of marijuana treatment. The Democratic governor's comments Thursday reflected his growing frustration as the latest medical marijuana bill is currently stalled in the state Senate. The high-profile Kentucky measure cleared the House on a 59-30 vote or 34 vote last month, but it has made no headway in the Senate. Republicans have supermajorities in both chambers. The bill would strictly regulate the use of cannabis for a list of eligible medical conditions. Beshear said the measure has overwhelming support among Kentuckians. So that's... Kentuckians deserve weed just like the rest of us. And our next story comes from Fox News 5 in Atlanta by Daniel Miller. Quest Diagnostics, one of the nation's largest testing laboratories, reported that employees testing positive for marijuana spiked across all job industries from 2017 to 2021. Not surprising, food service jobs had the highest number of positive marijuana drug tests at 7.5%. The report gathered data from pre-employment drug testing for new employees, drug candidates, and current employees. We threw something in there. Somebody said the employees may be required to undergo drug testing based on state laws. Companies in several states have voluntary drug testing programs and post-accident drug testing programs as well. Several factors were related to higher positivity rates for marijuana drug tests for employees, including the legalization of marijuana in multiple states and changing attitudes in society towards pot use. And that's it for your Weed Corner. Back to you, Joe.
Okay, Anthony. Well, guess what? It's time for our Word of the Show.
Yay!
Are you ready?
I'm always ready for the Word of the Day. Word of the Show. Word of the Something.
And our word today is zoomorphic, which means having or representing animal forms or gods of an animal form.
I see.
Thanks, your mother. I hope you can think of even more exciting words as you explore your zoomorphic side of life. I think the more you know, only at the Joe and Anthony Show.
There you
and,
go.
We've got discussion time.
Do we now? Where are we at? What time is the Weed Corner?
We should kind of call this like the extended TP section in case we... Because this is like the second or third time we've had this sort of thing happen to us.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
But we
just kind of move things around a little bit. But either which way, it doesn't matter. So, my allergies have been killing me today.
I think tree pollen is on the rise again.
Yeah, that's not surprising.
So I'm probably going to get prepared and start utilizing the nasal spray. That I got to say, I remember you telling me that you did it. And I said, I'm going to try it. And I decided to go with the generic, and it works just fine.
Yeah, it does. It does. And I think I'm going to have to... I was actually doing the pills for a while, but I think I'm going to have to go back to the nasal spray because I don't think the pills are doing halfway near as well as the nasal spray was working, so...
Well, and for me, the pills that I can take, it does a job. It takes a while to do the job. And then... It's like I got to drink a lot of water and I pee a lot.
So ooh,
I'm,
don't like
I'm
to
not
pee
comfortable
a lot.
With that.
I don't like to pee a lot. Peeing a lot is just craziness. So, yeah.
Yes.
I mean, it's like, what do you do when you got to pee a lot? I mean, especially at night when you sleep. I mean, do you have those nights where you get up like every 2 hours to pee?
You know, not as much anymore. Nights.
Oh, my God. I had one of those on Saturday night. Every two fucking hours, I had to take a piss. It was ridiculous.
Because I've cut back my usage of fizzy water.
Oh.
Tonight is an exception. I have fizzy water tonight.
Oh, my goodness. It's a special
most
fizzy
nights,
water exception.
If I drink too much water before I go to bed, then, yeah, I wake up at, like, 3 in the morning or 5 in the morning. Oh. 5 in the morning is the worst.
Yeah.
Because, see, what happens at 5 in the morning versus 3 in the morning, the digestive processes are already in play to introduce poop.
Poop time.
At 3 in the morning, not so much. At
3 in the morning,
you
go back to bed.
Yes.
3 in the morning, you don't have to poop. 5 in the morning, you got to get up. You got to take that poop.
Exactly. And then it's usually
praise
like 15 minutes to a half an hour on the toilet.
Jesus Christ. How long do you spend on the goddamn toilet? Seriously? I mean, see, I'm like done in like 5, 10 minutes. 10 minutes if
well,
I like.
Well, it's because I ended up sitting and looking at emails, responding to
doesn't
emails.
Doesn't your ass fall asleep? I mean, seriously, if I sit in front of the, if I sit there for more than like 5 or 10 minutes, my ass begins to fall asleep. My legs fall asleep. It becomes very uncomfortable.
Sometimes I just, never mind. Let's move on.
Why don't we go ahead and start Roger's National Day?
Yeah, that sounds like a plan.
Okay, sounds good.
Holy fondue happiness from one butthole to another. Oh, hey, it's me, Roger, and this is your National Day moment for today. Well, it won't be today if you're not listening today. Anyway, today is April 11th, 2022, and oh boy, it's National Barbershop Quartet Day, National 8-Track Tape Day, ooh, National Pet Day, ooh, National Submarine Day, and now, what all your buttholes have been strained to the limit waiting for, ooh, woohoo, it's National Cheese Fondue Day, wowzers. Joe is going to twiddle around a small wheel that somehow causes our Anthony to push a button that makes the bigger wheel spin, 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 but will it be the insurance wheel? Hold tight and shut your buttholes, otherwise ooh, fondue will be everywhere. No, no, no. Yes, yes, yes. Let's see what happens. Twiddle away, Joe, and push that button, Anthony.
Oh no, my wheel is not twiddling anymore. Oh, there it goes.
He gave us the muffins thing, too. So before we continue on that, I was reading a quick news article while you try to fix your wheel. I was reading through a little lifestyle news article for the Tampa Bay area, and it was listing fine dining restaurants, and the Melting Pot, the fondue place, the Melting Pot, was listed as a fine dining restaurant.
Really?
Yes. So, give that wheel a spin, because the whole world has gone crazy. You ready to spin the wheel? There you go. Ooh, boy, it's that one.
It's the insurance wheel.
The insurance wheel.
Wow, there goes another claim.
Well, you know, it's, we only pay like $25,000
a month.
And
I just took a picture, and the money's already in our account. Isn't that great?
Isn't that fantastic? How about that? We'll just replace the roof for another wheel of excitement. All right, so let me find my random news here. All right, here we go. Tonight's random news story comes from the ABC Action News Desk and tells us about a teacher that found an unusual way to help with state testing. Police in Port Orange, Florida, were called to a disturbance at Creekside Middle School around noon on Tuesday. A teacher, Martin, had been blaring loud music and was trying to interrupt FSA testing. He refused to turn off the music and caused a disturbance while being escorted to the principal's office. The incident caused the school to go into lockdown until the situation resolved. At no time were any students endangered and no weapons were involved in the incident, unless you call music a weapon. Martin also recorded live videos of the incident and posted them on social media. In one of the videos, he said that he was going to play music very loud because FSA testing was that day, and there are a lot of students, and a lot of kids are stressed out about it. Yeah, that makes sense. He was arrested on charges of disrupting a school function and disorderly conduct. Martin only worked at the Creekside for about 2 weeks. and he no longer works there. And that's it for your random news. Back to you, Betty.
Wow.
Yeah, right.
Hi, Betty here. I hope you're having fun with these two idiots. Anyway, with all this fun, you two can experience fun. Do this now. We prefer if you did it live, but leaving a voicemail can be entertaining too. Just give us a call at 813-327-8566. Anyway, while you're tuned in at shyampa.org, be sure to check out Headphone Meditations with John Dubose, and The Toppers Radio Show, the Inept Super Villains Podcast, and the many other fine shows we carry on Shyampa Radio. Be sure to visit shyampa.org for our complete broadcast schedule, and much, much more. And now, for Joe's weather and fucked up, oops, I mean, informative news. Back to you, Joe. Betty, Betty, Betty out.
Uh-huh. Thanks, Betty.
You got it, Joe.
Before we get to the news, sourced by our very own Chippa Skipper, it's time for your Shyampa Chicago weather from our very own Chicago Midway International Airport. And unless you're listening live, it's not currently mostly cloudy and 61 degrees. The dew point is 32 and the humidity is at 34%, which means it's dry, dry, dry. Winds are howling out of Joe's butthole from the west at 7 miles per hour, gusting to warp 10 at any moment. And for you pilot types, the visibility is 10 miles. So tonight, it shall be mostly clear with a low around 39. Tuesday, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 4 p.m. Mostly sunny, though, with a high near 60. Wednesday, we have a windy butthole alert, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, then showers and possibly a thunderstorm after 1 p.m. The high will be near 69. It's going to be breezy, with a south wind at 15 to 20 miles per hour, with gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. And Thursday, it'll be sunny with a high near 51 and windy. Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 52 and breezy. What are the differences between windy and breezy? Windy, breezy. Windy, breezy. Hello. The weekend, it looks like we can expect a few stray showers this weekend with temperatures in the low 40s. And now, for today's fun fact. Welp, in case you didn't know it, experiments in universities have actually been carried out to figure out how many licks it takes to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop, both with machine and human lickers, because this is important scientific knowledge. The results ranged from 252 to 411 licks, according to Tootsie.com. And you know, as Roger would say, wow.
That's quite a variance.
And that's today's fun fact.
That is quite the variance.
Yes.
Wow.
Especially if you bite into it pretty quickly after licking it a few times. Anyways, okay, Anthony, press the any key for the news.
Where's the any key?
And now for the news.
The news. So this is from the Loose Animal Files here in the studios. On March 10th, from UPI and our friendly Ben Hooper, a cow was safely captured in California after going for a walk on the highway and escaping from authorities in a shopping center parking lot. The California Highway Patrol, otherwise known as CHIPS, and local animal control officers responded Wednesday when the cow was spotted wandering in the eastbound lanes of the 210 freeway in Lakeview Terrace. Authorities attempted to use their vehicles to guide the cow off the road, kind of like modern-day cowboys. But the bovine became spooked on an exit ramp and ran back to the freeway. The animal was eventually coaxed off the freeway and was temporarily blocked in by authorities in the parking lot of a shopping center. But the cow managed to escape by climbing a staircase to Foothill Boulevard. A motorcycle officer pursued the super cow as it wandered to the dirt driveway of a nearby farm and entered the yard. See, it knew to go where to go. The cow was lassoed by farm workers. The workers said the cow, however, did not originate at the farm. It was unclear whether the cow had escaped from a vehicle on the freeway or if it wandered to the road from another nearby farm.
Do you still have the floating cow in the new script there, the flying cow?
Yes, I see the floating cow.
I don't know how to get rid of the flying cows, or the flying cow may be stuck there. So, hold on, let me try this. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
All right. How about just do Control Z?
That's what I'm doing. All right. Flying cow's gone. No more flying cow. All right. Let's move you on to the next story.
All right. Well, this is from the I've Got Nothing Better to Do department in the newsroom. February 25th, also UPI Ben Hooper, a Nova Scotia team, combined two of his hobbies and set a Guinness World Record by solving 211 Rubik's Cubes while bouncing on a pogo stick. Saul, 16, spent an hour and 12 minutes solving the 211 Rubik's Cubes while bouncing on his pogo stick. Guinness World Records confirmed this week that Saul's feat was a new world record. Saul said he trained for about 3 months before attempting the record. I would bounce on a pogo stick as long as I could, as many days of the week I could, he told Global News. So I would bounce on it for 10 minutes, and that's all I would do. And then I would bounce on it the next day for a little longer.
Sounds like a euphemism to me.
Saul said that once he reached the 45-minute mark on the pogo stick, he learned to wear knee pads under his pants to keep from getting blistered. The teenager said he started solving Rubik's Cubes about 6 years ago after a friend showed him a technique. I was absolutely mind blown. I couldn't comprehend that someone could solve a Rubik's Cube in like under a minute and bouncing on a fucking pogo stick. After that, I would do it like all day, every day for like 6 years, he said. So here we are. Damn.
Kitty gets upset sometimes. That's what Kitty does. Kitty gets upset.
And wow, we actually can do a Fiddler's McGinty story this time.
We can. We got about 3 Amazing. Minutes, so let's move on. Let me find my buttons. Hold on. Find my button.
Fiddler's McGinty. Well now, that's a very talented bird. March 11th, UPI, from our friendly Ben Hooper. An African gray parrot named Echo, is out to prove that birds can be painters too.
I see.
At the Maryland Zoo. The embassy care team at the zoo is training Echo, how to paint and posted a video of the parrot creating abstract art on Twitter. Will she bet the next bird Casso? I guess that would be, will she be the next bird Casso, the Maryland Zoo said. Echo. Paints by grabbing a sponge dipped in paint with her beak. Echo then takes the sponge to a sheet of paper and moves it in all directions. Echo also receives treats for taking part in the activity.
I see.
Echo poops a lot later. Painting is a great enrichment activity that keeps Kitty mentally stimulated and allows her to use her natural adaptation. She sure is creating quite a masterpiece.
I'm sure she is.
Wow, and that's a wrap on Joe's News, sourced by the lovable Chip Skipper and his On Crack news team. Back to you, Anthony.
Oof. Yeah, they're on crack, that's for sure. That's something. Wow. Well, thank you very much, Joe, for that news. It is much appreciated, especially Echo. Do you want to be part of this derailed Southern Fried tire thumping, toilet seat leaking, GMO loaded experience? Give us a call at 813-327-8566 or send us an email at playus@chiamba.org. This week on This Way Out, Oscar's queerest highlights slap down the competition. In other news, a UN panel declares lesbian sex a human right. Not exactly sure what that means. Thai politicians play hot potato with marriage equality. Attorneys line up to fight Florida's Don't Say Gay law. U.S. passports now offer an ex-gender marker option. A crazed QAnon communist woman snipes at the Buttigiegs. And Walt Whitman comforts comrades and remembers Abe in more than a rainbow minute. All that and more this week when you discover This Way Out, the international LGBT radio news magazine, Monday nights at 9 Eastern, right after the Joe and Anthony Show on Chiampa Radio. Hang tight, folks. We'll still be Zoomformatic.
Yay.
Zoomphoric. Zoomophoric? Zoomophobic. Zoomophobic?
Zoomorphic.
We're going to be on Zoom in 4 minutes when we get back, people. Just hang tight.
I need pizza.
I need the button. Oh, here we go.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyenne Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retro commercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Cheyenne Radio. Flashback.
Ajax, the foaming cleanser, clean pots and pans, just like a whisk.
Ajax cuts grease faster than any other leading cleanser.
Use the main, the elbow packs, when you start cleaning with Ajax.
Ajax really polishes as it cleans.
So use Ajax, the foaming cleanser. Bump the dirt right down the drain.
My gosh, they're right. Foaming action Ajax makes even the dirtiest pan shine like new in a jiffy.
So use Ajax.
The big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. That's Jell-O.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O pudding.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O tuck.
Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't. Almond Joy's got nuts, Mounds don't. Almond Joy's got real milk chocolate, coconut and munchy nuts too. Mounds got deep dark chocolate and chewy coconut. Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't. Get a poor Almond Joy's got nuts.
You're listening to Cheyampa Weed Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Cheyampa Radio.
Hey.
You're listening to Cheyampa Weed Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Cheyampa Radio.
Hey, who wants McDonald's tonight?
Ugh.
Wrong. Too corporate. Burger King? Sexist. Besides, bathing in their hamburgers gave me acne. Wendy's maybe?
Ugh.
Wait a second, there's another option. Quick place to get a bite to eat on the way to my yoga class. I hear this place even has a yoga mat holding area by the open mayo containers. That's thinking outside my buns. It's Sparky Turker. The turkey burger people. They use ingredients so fresh, you'd think they came from a farm stand, if you didn't know better. And their ketchup isn't tested on animals, so if you get in your eyes, it's anybody's guess what's gonna happen medically. Each Berkey Turger is house-made in an oxygen-free industrial platform off the coast of England, in Sealand, where all those stupid know-it-all food inspectors can't see what strange magic is happening to the food. No one's gonna get between me and my Berkey Turger. After I'm finished frantically shoving Berkey Turgers on my mouth, often forgetting to breathe, it's time to upcycle. Upcycle all over the compost bin. But I'm still hungry! Maybe I should check out BJ's Smoothie and Sons. BJ's Smoothie and Sons. It's the new fruit-related frozen drink hut in each Berkey Turger's parking lot. Smells just like the compost bin at Berkey Turger, but ice cold and even more tangy. Looks like Berkey Turger just got even better. ROTFLI. Rolling on the floor. Loving it.
Catch traffic with Toppers every weekday afternoon from 3:30 until 7:30 Eastern Time. Only on Cheyampa Radio.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Null Soft Shoutcast.
All right, Ed, go ahead and cue one of them robot thingies.
There you go, Roger.
Hello, Roger here. Welcome back. Thank God it's yay today, because up next, we've got a Tampa weather forecast and what you've really been waiting for, Anthony's Florida weather and his world-famous, crazy Florida news. But first, no, yes. Go grab your favorite smoking devices, snacks, and beverage biatches, so we can get started with Anthony's weather and world famous crazy Florida news. Take it away, the lovable Anthony.
Thank you, Roger.
You're welcome, Anthony.
Alrighty.
You're welcome, Anthony.
Alright, that's much better.
You got it, Anthony.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Betty. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Alright, anyone else? Okay, we're all good. Alright, let's move into my... There we go. Alright, before we continue, it is time for your Sciampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. Unless you're listening live, it is not currently lightly cloudy and 75 degrees out. The humidity is currently at... What is the humidity at? Humidity? There you are. You are at 60%. The dew point is at 60 degrees, and the visibility is 10 miles. Isn't that all lovely? It's all so wonderful. It's been a beautiful day today, really. Tonight, Monday night, will be mostly clear with a low around 66. Tomorrow, on Tuesday, it will be sunny with a high near 88. Tuesday night will be partly cloudy with a low around 70. On Wednesday, will be mostly sunny with a high near 89. And on Wednesday night, it will be partly cloudy with a low around 73. And that's it for your Sciampa weather for Tampa Bay. Now time for your crazy Florida news. All right, let me go ahead and get that script loaded up. Whew. Sometimes I feel like I don't have enough arms. You know,
but you have
like,
enough screens now.
I got three screens. Well, I had three screens before, but the other one was a television that was kind of on a pedestal that was sitting on top of the tower, which didn't work out too well. All right. So, our first Florida news story of the night comes from WFLA News in Tampa Bay and brings you yet another alligator story. The Collier County Sheriff's Office said that Michael, 31, of Estates, Florida, was stopped around 12:30 in the morning while driving his black GMC Sierra pickup truck. Deputies say that they recognized Michael from previous encounters and stopped him for having a suspended license. During the stop, deputies found a live baby alligator in the bed of the pickup truck, a gun inside the glove compartment, another gun hidden under the front passenger seat, according to the officers. Deputies said that while searching Michael's jacket, they found loaded syringe that tested positive for methamphetamine. Michael was charged with two counts of carrying a concealed firearm, possession of controlled substance amphetamine and moose poop, and possession of narcotic equipment. The Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission also responded to the incident over the presence of the alligator. And that's pretty much all I got for you on that news story.
Wow.
Yeah. So, but that's enough Florida and one news story right there. Just all right there. Baby alligator, methamphetamines in the back of a pickup truck. All right. Our next crazy Florida story of the night comes from Channel 4 Jacksonville News and tells us about a woman, a baby, and some dangerous Florida activity. Precious, 31 of Yulee.
Precious.
Yes. Of Yulee, Florida, was seen rolling around the middle of traffic while holding a baby at the intersection of Green Pine Road and Black Rock Road. Both Precious and the baby were crying and screaming and rolling around in the middle of the intersection. A woman called 911. The caller told the deputy that Precious got up and started running when she realized the woman was on the phone with 911. She said when she turned her car around, she saw Precious emerge from a ditch with her baby and then convinced Precious to sit in her car until first responders arrived. Well, she was a nice white lady, now wasn't she? The deputy who wrote the arrest report noted that the baby had only a soiled diaper, appeared unkempt, and had scratches on its legs and back that were consistent with rolling on the roadway, right? When the deputy attempted to speak to Precious, she was hysterical, crying. Her speech was stressed or slurred, and her statements were incoherent. Precious smelled of alcohol and was unsteady as she attempted to hold on to the baby. Two other witnesses spoke with the deputy and said that they saw the woman and baby rolling around in the roadway. Paramedics arrived to medically check on the baby, and the Department of Children and Family Services was called to the scene. Precious was placed under arrest and taken to Baptist Nassau to be medically cleared before being driven to Nassau County Jail. The baby was placed in the custody of the Department of Children, and a man who owns the house Precious is renting said one of the family members took possession of the child. A judge set Precious's bond at $102,000. Right? How about that? All right, where's my buttons? Keep losing my buttons.
I don't think you deserve to have that baby back after doing that.
No, she don't deserve that. She crazy. Mm-hmm. She crazy. She needs a lot of help. She needs a lot of help. But the sad thing is Florida's not really going to do that for her. So,
are we dealing with a sexy story?
That would be a sexy story that you hear. Absolutely. Ooh. So our final and naked Florida... What happened?
Is it a why not me story?
No, it is not a why not you story. Yeah, just from the headline tells me it's a not you story. But it'll be it would not be a why not me, it would be a why me story.
Yes. Why me.
It's a why me story. Our final and naked Florida news story of the night comes from the Villages News. About a young whippersnapper misbehaving in the land of old, retired, delusional Republicans. Katie, 37, of Citra, was involved in a car accident around 2 o'clock in the morning on Saturday, and her white Dodge Charger was found in the parking lot of the St. George Episcopal Church. Episcopal. Who is that? How do you say that? Episcopal.
Episcopal.
It was up in a church. There were vehicle parts all over the roadway, according to an arrest report from the Lady Lake Police Department. Katie had her blue jean shorts and underwear down to her ankles as she was peeing in the grass. So the police arrived, and there she was, peeing in the grass. She could not stand up without assistance and asked the officer if he wanted to see her underwear. Hello, officer. Would you like to see my panties?
See my panties.
She charged at the police officer several times. When the officer attempted to handcuff Katie, she pulled away. I have the best lawyer in town, she said. Too bad. He probably stopped practicing law back in 2002. Katie was arrested on charges of exposure of sexual naughty bits and disorderly conduct. Katie was booked in the Lake County Jail and released after posting $3,500 of bondages. That's it for your crazy Florida news. Back to you, Betty.
You got it, Anthony. Roger, you stink. Well, you can thank the database that you are tuned into, Shyampa Radio. Come join fun, we're always looking for unique content and people. Call Shyampa Radio anytime, at 813-327-8566, and you too can hang out in the studio with these two lovable idiots and forget me and that other robot,
that
Roger.
Is us.
Be a part of our unique studio experience. Be sure to visit us at chiampa.org for our latest broadcast schedule. And, did you know you can chat on our webpage? Just scroll down to the chat room, pick a nickname and chat. But now, go grab your bongs and inhale biatches. In just a minute, your two lovable stoners are going to start conversing about this, or that. Hold on, woohoo, here it comes, the plethora discussion segment, take it away the lovable Joe and the lovable Anthony.
Oh, thank you, Betty.
You got it, Joe.
Thank you, Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
Thank you, Roger.
You're welcome, Anthony.
Thank you, Roger.
You're welcome, Joe.
Thank you, Betty.
You're welcome, Joe. You're welcome,
thank you, Roger.
You're welcome, Anthony.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Betty. Thank you, Roger.
You got it, Anthony.
Wow.
I'm going to light this up. I'll let you lead the boat for a few moments. You go.
So, Anthony, we do need a show title, though, because I don't know what to say.
Well, let me hold on. Hold on. I got. Let me put my thinking cap on. Hold on.
Ooh, you have a thinking cap?
I have a thinking. Hold on. Wait a second.
How much did it cost you? And can you get one at Amazon?
Maybe. Hold on.
You know, if Elon Musk
ever developed,
that's your thinking cap. Yay!
It's like accessing the database.
So, show title.
What are your thoughts?
Folks, if you are listening and you have a show title idea, give us a call. 813-327-8566.
Yeah, phone lines are open still.
Mm-hmm.
Still taking your calls.
Did you ever get the flasher to reflash?
Yeah, I got the flasher to reflash.
Okay, good.
I can make the flasher flash.
Because
maybe you can see the flasher flash. You can't see the flash flash.
Well, I see lights changing colors like at a pretty good clip.
I got flashy flash.
And I don't know how it's not driving you insane at the moment.
I got flashy flash.
Ooh, wow, that's flashy flash.
I think my cord to my flashy flash is too short. Let's see, look, yeah, I got flashy flash. Wait,
where's my flashy flash? Flashy flash. Oh, whoa. That's flashy flash.
That is flashy flash.
That was like, what's that Will Smith movie?
Flash on the monitor. Look at that. Right,
what's
there.
That Will Smith movie where he makes you forget? Men in Black.
Men in Black, that was it. That's correct. That mm-hmm. is correct.
You know, did we ever talk about the whole Will Smith slap incident?
We didn't. I mean, we can. I honestly really didn't have much of an interest in it. I mean, I get it. He felt like his wife was insulted.
Well, he was prompted to feel that way.
Yeah, because initially he laughed. Initially, he found funniness behind it, and then he reacted by doing what he did.
Right.
I mean, I don't know. It's it was entertaining, to say the least.
Yeah, you know, that's the truth.
It definitely was entertaining. It was unexpected and entertaining. Not to say I, you know, because again, I'm not a huge follower of, you know, the Oscars or anything like that, but it's not something you expect to see at an awards show.
Right. So, and it kind of overshadowed for a long time all the other achievements.
Oh,
from the other,
absolutely. It was the only takeaway. It was the only takeaway from the thing, the Oscars.
But for now, the judgment has been that he can't come or participate, I believe, in the awards for the next 10 years.
I believe that is correct. I believe so.
But he's still relatively young, so.
Yeah, and he withdrew himself anyway. I mean, he left the Academy beforehand.
But now, does this mean, though, if he makes another movie and he's absolutely the best fucking actor possible, he can't win another Oscar?
You got that right. He's not going to get an Oscar for another decade. Yeah, that's what happens, you know. He fucked up, and he's not going to get an Oscar for a decade.
Mm.
So, yeah, right.
Now, your mother said something along the lines of cat scratch fever. I don't know if that's a show title, your mother. If so, let me know.
That's a good question. Cats, or does one of us have cat scratch? I don't think I have cat scratch. That rash is kind of cleared up. Over the after I got that special ointment, everything seemed to have cleared up after that.
From the Dollar
Miscellaneous, my Dollar Miscellaneous cream. It was the special cure all cream. You know, smells like Windex, looks like petroleum jelly, fixes anything in an instant.
And your mother, your mother replied yes.
Oh, okay.
That's a show title idea, Cat Scratch Fever.
Okay, sure. I mean, why not? I mean, we really haven't come up with anything exciting this evening of our own. I'm game for Cat Scratch Fever.
Okay.
It's not anything we've dealt with. I don't think we've had it before. I'm pretty sure we haven't had that before.
No, that sounds like a very unique show title.
Yes, I say.
Oh, wait.
My God, these blinking lights are driving me crazy.
Yeah, I was going to say, they're just going off like nobody's business.
We can slow them down. Hold on.
Well, if you remember, folks, last week our show title was Masturbating in a Golf Cart While Cruising the Villages. But this week, our show title is Cat Scratch Fever.
Wait, no, last week's show title was not Masturbating in a Golf Cart. Last week's show title was I Forgot to Unmute Myself. Damn it, I forgot to unmute the channel.
Never mind, folks. I apologize for that misrepresentation of what the show title will But this week it's Cat Scratch Fever from your mother. Thank you, your mother. And see, you too can participate if you join us in the chat room at chiampa.org. That's chiampa.org.
Chiampa.
Will Smith can win an Oscar, your mother says, and be nominated, etc.
Oh, huh. Can he really? That's interesting.
I guess he just can't show up physically to the property.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, hey.
He has to accept the word off property.
Well, you know, we're in the 21st century of Zoom and everything else, and Zoomania.
Yeah, but I don't know if they would make special arrangements.
Zoology
like that.
And zoophobia. And
because some people might say that his media presence,
his media presence is threatening. Actually, I don't think he's very young. I think he's actually older than we are, to be honest with you. I'm doing a quick little search here.
Anthony's doing a search on how old Will Smith is. Yeah. Too bad Anthony doesn't have his Google Music in her.
You know what? Stop getting pissy with me about the damn Google Music. All right, maybe I'll have to, you know, start fucking getting the damn Google Music going here. Yeah, he was actually born in 1968. He is 53 years old.
Okay, I mean, that's still pretty young, so he'd be 63 when he can start winning or showing up again. But you know what? He may die.
And that is Chip Skipper's take on Will Smith. He may be old and 63 when he makes it to the Oscars again, or he may be dead. Thank you, Chip Skipper, for that wonderful news reporting and that's a very delightful insight into, you know, I think we can approach the news better any day if we always say he could do this. Or he just might be dead. Who knows? Let's wait and find out before we decide what's going to happen. Will he be dead then? Will he be alive? What will he be?
Your mother said they would mail it to him.
They can mail it to him. They'll mail it to the funeral home. Oh, my God.
No, and we wish Will Smith a long...
Oh, absolutely.
You know, live long and prosper.
Yes, live long and prosper, Will Smith. There you go. But, of course, Joe is the one that had to throw the, or, you know, he had to go off the deep end there and just kind of took us creating right off the frickin' cliff, you know.
Well, I got to create some excitement.
Yeah, right? I mean, you surely did that. You surely did that, you know. But, yeah, so that was some exciting pop.
This is pure comedy, you know, and no.
If
no,
that's what you want to call it. Oh, excuse me.
Well, it's our comedy.
It's
so
our. It's yes.
Us.
Well, you know, we have a following, so I.
This is true.
We have a decent.
This is
following,
true. We love our following, and we do love we our hope following. You stick around forever and ever.
I don't want to cough. Hold on.
But for people that are like something, let us know. Call
something
us.
Like something. If you are a something or a like something, you have 1 minute and 55 seconds to give us a call.
Yep.
What's that number, Joe?
813-327-8566. Make those phones ring. Although, how many people could physically try to call in before it stops working?
No, I think we can handle, I think our trunk can handle, I think, like, a few. Like, maybe 20, 24, I think. I think it's an ISDN trunk. So, we can do 24 calls if we wanted to. It will probably run out of money in the account before it actually gets to taking all those calls. So, that's kind of the other problem. Which, speaking of which, if you'd like... If you go to the web page, if you're on the web page, and you go up to the top, there's a little donate button. We are not tax deductible, so you cannot write us off on your taxes legally. And your money may very well be spent for weed, but it may also be spent for other things like studio equipment and computer upgrades and network upgrades and all that other fun stuff. So we've had donations in the past. We thank you very much for your donations. And we always encourage, if you enjoy our show, please feel free to give us a little bit of love on the main page. Just click on that donate button. And that's...
Haven't times changed, though, where... You know, people wouldn't be asking for money to now where it's like, you know, we put on this this lovely show. It's full of humor. It's full of entertainment. It's full of information.
Well, I'd rather, you know, honestly, I'd rather do the whole give us a, because, you know, a lot of podcasters have gone into the Patreon realm. And I really don't want to go into the Patreon realm. I don't want to be like, oh, we're only going to offer this certain content to you if you pay us a monthly subscription. I'm not going to do that. I don't feel that it's the best way to promote our art. So we just ask that instead of us putting ourselves behind a paywall, just pay us a little bit. You know, just throw some money over the wall and we'll be good. So, but it looks like the ugly lights are coming on.
Oh, no. Yeah, I know. Ugly lights. I know.
And there's a pair of underwear walking across the studio floor, believe it or not. I have no clue what the fuck happened.
Interesting, Anthony.
You know, I don't know what happens in here on the weekends. It gets kind of raunchy in here on the weekends. I mean, I think that tea dance gets a little packed in here. I think this almost turns into a nightclub or something. Anyway, I'd like to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on our recast later on, or just supporting us in your special little snowflake way.
Interesting, Anthony, and oh boy. Well, keep listening to us for what to do, and we're sure glad you could join us tonight for the Joe and Anthony show.
there we go. You can make your commute more commutable with Weekday Rush Hour hosted by Betty starting at 6:30 Eastern, and then Traffic with Topper starting at 3:30 Eastern in the afternoon every weekday. Also, be sure to catch some classic radio programming on Throwback Thursdays, Radio Free Labor at noon on the weekend, and Hot Dance Mixes from 2 to 6 on Sunday Tea Dance.
You know.
Oh my God, what the hell was that? Jesus.
Since your device is already tuned in.
Why not keep yourself perpetually embellished in programming with extra added Technique audio procedures?
That's better.
How do I do this, you ask? It's easy. Just keep any one of your devices perpetually tuned to Shyamper Radio. That's right. Maybe it's a tablet cum sex toy in the playroom. Or maybe an Amazon Echo device in the kitchenette. Or maybe it's your phone while you take a dump on the toilet. Whatever the situation may arise that says, damn it, I just need to listen to Shyamper Radio right now, just point your favorite browser to chiampa.org. That's right. chiampa.org. Go there now for a complete listening experience.
I'm still interested in this tablet sex toy apparently speaker generating device machine that you seem to have found somewhere in the storage closet of the Chicago studios. Yeah.
Well, you know, it could be a tablet that's just used for visual stimulations.
Would you call it a sex toy then? If it's just a tablet.
Well, see,
for
here's
porn?
The thing: it's a tablet, and cum was supposed to be the ore. So it's either that, or maybe a dildo that has a Bluetooth speaker.
I like the dildo with Bluetooth speaker better.
Yeah,
that sounds more exciting to me.
Because then you could provide your own sounds. You could.
Yeah, the possibilities are endless. Praise the Lord. Oh my Lord. Okay. So anyway. Yeah, that's great. I know, anyway, yeah. My God. Yeah, let's go with that next week. I think that sounds like a fantastic idea. Anyway, thanks everyone for tuning in tonight. We will be back next Monday. I know in a couple of Mondays we won't be back, but we'll be back next Monday, the 25th. Check out our blog at shyamper.org. If you are interested in recasting our show, contact us at playus@shyamper.org. Remember, folks, don't go around pissing in the grass while your truck is loaded with meth and gators after you done rolled around in the street with your baby. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for This Way Out with an H for Hussy.
That's a wrap. Bye-bye with an E.
Happy birthday, your mother.
This station is no. being brought to you.
That's gotta go. Why is that still there?
I don't know, but you keep putting it in the script every single week. It says, Joe says, happy birthday, your mother.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin McLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty free music. You're listening to Shyampa Weed Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.